This Frontenas podcast is brought to you by TechPont, a San Antonio company that uses cutting-edge digital technology to elevate marketing and advertising campaigns while reporting on transparent, measurable results. Their custom-built marketing strategies offer complete digital solutions and management. TechPont strives to help businesses connect with customers and effectively grow businesses. More at TechPonte.com.
I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio. This is Fronteras, a program about issues along the U.S.-Mexico border and changing demographics in the Southwest. Humans have been on the move since there have been humans, whether it's a changing climate, a lack of food or water, gang violence, war, or even something as simple as a new job. There's always been a reason to migrate. A new stage production described as a theater of music blends chamber music with scenic design to explore the issues of movement, crossing borders, migration, and refuge. The Clearing and the Forest was created by Scott Ordway, a composer known for producing mixed-media projects with interdisciplinary inspirations. It was commissioned by the Soli Chamber Ensemble, a San Antonio-based group that champions 20th and 21st century contemporary classical music.
Yeah, that's going to be really awesome.
And then it ends this way, too.
Yeah. So
I don't know if others share my sense that this is like a really poignant, nostalgic sound, but for me it's like really,
oh yeah,
very beautiful.
Oh yeah.
That's from an early rehearsal of The Clearing and the Forest. As we heard composer Scott Ordway say, the wind chimes at the start of the piece are meant to convey a poignancy that establishes the mood of what's ahead. The Clearing and the Forest world premieres on June 2nd. It's meant to be a fully immersive experience, engaging your ears, eyes, and emotions as a story of migration unfolds in three acts across a natural scenic landscape created by Erica Elliott. To walk us through the inspiration behind The Clearing and the Forest is composer and director Scott Ordway, also the project's co-creator, scenic designer and installation artist Erica Elliott, and Ertan Torgul, artistic and managing director and violinist with the Soli Chamber Ensemble. Ordway says it's a project he's been working on for about 3 years.
In some ways, it's a follow-up work to an unrelated piece of mine called Tonight We Tell the Secrets of the World, which is a whisper play, which is another sort of made-up genre that I did in Philadelphia. And in that piece, I wanted to radically reimagine the relationship between an ensemble and the public or the audience. And using lighting design and some other visual elements, we invited the audience in that work to form a large choir of whispered voices that participated in the performance of the piece. I was talking to Ertan sometime after that about a possible large-scale collaboration with Soli. He thought it could be interesting to do something similar, not using the same materials, but another piece which really questioned the performance format itself. And we toured some venues, and we got the idea that the McNay Art Museum had this wonderful blank canvas that we could use for some other kind of imaginative reinterpretation of what a chamber music concert could be. So this led us to the idea of the form, but that still left the idea of the content. And for me, every time I'm in Texas, particularly South Texas here in San Antonio, I'm really struck by how proximate it feels to the southern border and how that cultural influence is omnipresent and is such an integral part of what Texas is. And we came to the idea of doing a piece related to the idea of borders, but broadly conceived. So it's not a U.S.-Mexico border piece. It's a piece about borders, immigration, seeking refuge, and finding home in a context that we hope will be universal.
I mean, the human race is constantly in motion. It doesn't matter what borders you're crossing, but there's always going to be some catalyst that is going to spark that move away from a situation that may be detrimental to a family, to a society, to something that's more beneficial to these individuals or to this large group of people. And so, Erica, you have an important part in this particular production because it's not just music. It's also going to be visual. So you have to work with Scott in trying to, assuming, visualize what he's trying to produce musically. What's the concept there, and how did you begin to develop that?
When Scott first received the commission, he reached out to me and asked if I might want to collaborate on it. And we actually started writing the piece together, or collaborating on the ideas and the themes together, before he even started composing the music. So when he approached me of these ideas of borders and migration and crossing and movement and change, I was really attracted to the idea of being able to create a landscape within an interior, and one that changed throughout the piece. And a lot of my work focuses on using natural materials, organic materials, and sort of creating spaces that change because of the materials changing in the space. A lot of leaves, grasses, flowers that sort of decay as time progresses in a space. So that's really where we started coming from. And then just my own personal ties to landscape and change and memory, and how humans experience a landscape and then re-experience it when they leave for a while and then return to it, are all themes that are always present in my work and other things that I'm thinking about. So we really wanted to sort of tie those aspects into it too, and using materials from different places geographically to tell a story that Scott's telling musically of how bodies move throughout the world and how the landscape around us changes was something that was really important to us throughout. Scott and I, especially, and the ensemble, are really intrigued by these ideas of change and movement. And I think what my work brings to it is a physical representation of this really tenuous relationship between nature and humanity, and really how interconnected everything is. Every person, every tree branch, flower, just that no one really exists autonomously.
Well, the title of the piece, it's very descriptive, The Clearing in the Forest. And I understand that you are going to be bringing in some natural materials as well for this. Can you describe what those materials are?
Absolutely. I live on a farm in central Massachusetts. So the week prior to being in San Antonio, I spent a couple of days foraging a lot of materials from that space. I think the progression of the piece, as Scott wrote it, is really a transition of movement from north to south. So the idea of moving from a colder landscape to a warmer one is one that we wanted to bring in through the materials. So I spent a lot of time in the northeast foraging pine, evergreens, a lot of other stuff that was available to me in the landscape that is all being shipped here this week. And then I ordered and sourced some things locally and from other areas of the country to sort of touch on all of those different ideas of place and movement. So we're using a lot of dried grasses, some local material that we'll forage, some things that I've already foraged in the Northeast.
Well, the image that sums up the transition that we're hoping to show through these kind of landscape elements is the work will begin with the floor covered in pine branches, and it'll end covered in oranges. There's nothing quite like the sight and sound and feeling of plants and trees to immediately tell you at what latitude and in what kind of climate zone in the world you're in. I mean, for me at least, I feel a very strong connection to the way the world smells to where I am. The most striking for me was that the north coast of Africa in Tunisia smells exactly like my hometown in Santa Cruz, California. There's eucalyptus and bay leaves, and the ocean is cold and salty and crashes against the cliffs exactly as it does in Santa Cruz, California, where I grew up, against a redwood forest. And so trying to show a change of, as Erica said, humans moving through the landscape, bringing the landscape into the room, felt like a really powerful and beautiful way to show that.
We're speaking with Scott Ordway, composer and director of The Clearing and the Forest. We're also talking with scenic designer Erica Elliott and Ertan Torgel, violinist with the Soli Chamber Ensemble, about this new production, which Ordway calls a theater of music. When we come back,
it's a piece about leaving home and trying to reconstruct something that was lost, which is something that everyone does on some level or another.
More about The Clearing and the Forest, next on Fronteras. Welcome back to Fronteras. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.
Exactly.
That's the Soli Chamber Ensemble rehearsing Act 3 of The Clearing and the Forest by Scott Ordway. Ordway created this multidisciplinary mixed-media composition with scenic designer and installation artist Erica Elliott on commission by the San Antonio-based Soli Chamber Ensemble for its 25th anniversary. It explores themes of migration, movement, loss, and refuge through music, movement, and scenery. The members of the Soli Chamber Ensemble not only provide the soundtrack for the journey, but also serve as the actors as they move across a natural scenic landscape created by Elliott. Ertan Torgo, violinist with Soli, is excited to be part of the action.
Oh my gosh, this is so exciting for us because, you know, we worked with Scott on our 20th anniversary for the first time. And so it took us basically 5 years to develop this new collaboration. As soon as we received the music a few weeks ago, just reading through it and looking at the instructions about how the movement was conceived and how the piece was conceived, immediately all four of us were just immersed. It's such a powerful subject, but also it's so interesting for a chamber group to be doing a production that includes such theatrical aspects and certainly scenic design that enhances everything we do. So it's beyond the music, really. I mean, as musicians, we're looking at the notes, of course, you know, performing them well and all that kind of regular stuff. But it goes beyond that. You know, each note takes a completely different meaning when you know in what context you're performing that particular section. Because, you know, that may be during a time where someone is collecting some materials for their move, like our cellist will be actually not playing with us for a while. He'll be collecting coins very reflectively, sort of this packing up process, you know, what to take, what not to take on their journey. And as we're playing that trio section with Stephanie Key, clarinet, and Carolyn True on the piano, we are not only musically stimulated to recreate that feeling, we're also visually able to connect to that process. So it's sort of like watching a movie and performing the music at the same time somehow. It's hard to describe. So you're emotionally really connected to the piece, much more than just a performer. This goes way beyond. For example, my experience of migration, I'm an immigrant too. So I'm Turkish originally, and I moved here when I was 18. So everything that they just talked about, the sights and smells and all of those things really touch a huge chord with me because, you know, I, of course, miss my home a lot. I still have family, and I don't get to visit as often. So, you know, there are these feelings of loss that are always sort of in the background, and we don't usually think about them. But this piece brings all of those emotions out, actually, for me personally, but I'm hoping for the audience as well.
Listeners probably are getting the concept. This is rather an abstract production. There is going to be no narration, from what I understand. There's no spoken roles. So from an audience's perspective, they're going to see the musicians involved in the production by being actors themselves. Are there going to be other roles on stage that the audience may be aware of?
No, it's just the four members of the quartet. Throughout the piece, there are only a few moments when all four players are playing at the same time. So they're shifting into and out of roles as actors and musicians. So in the first act, which Ertan was describing, the floor will be littered with objects representing some of the basic things that you might take with you in preparation for a permanent journey. Some coins, some clothing, some dolls, some paper documents, some things that you might pack. And one by one, each player is tasked with collecting a specific category of object. So the cellist will go around and sort of reflectively collect coins, while the other members of the ensemble provide a soundtrack that might suggest what's going on internally for this person. And as that concludes, the cellist rejoins the musical ensemble while the clarinetist moves to go collect some small cloth dolls. The music shifts to a different character, and the other three members provide the inner life through music while she collects items that are important to her. In the second act, the thing we're trying to represent is the sense of journeying, of distance, of spaciousness, of being outside, being outdoors. And so the players play a series of solos and duos that represent a group of people wandering over a long period of time. There's a very moving clarinet solo that's performed from a balcony high above the audience, in a call and response with a violin solo that's on the ground floor, immersed in the audience. And then in Act 3, we see the musicians gathering all together once again and playing as a group for the one of the few prolonged periods in the piece. And it's a real coming together again. And the music is meant to embody the sense of gratitude, but also of loss, and a sense of inability to reclaim what was left behind, despite making a new home.
And I think San Antonio is a really great location for this world premiere because, again, like you were saying, Scott, there is such a sense of proximity to the border here. There are people who've lived here for generations, for hundreds of years, and in the case of indigenous communities, for thousands of years. And so migration is kind of a way of life here for many people who live in South Texas and even along the U.S.-Mexico border. I'm curious, Scott, if current events, the recent focus on illegal immigration, maybe had something to do with you wanting to create this project?
Well, it's a wonderful question. Unfortunately, the last 2 years have been a brutal time in terms of the politics of the southern border, and there have been periods when working on this piece very intensely, while also following the news and being aware of events taking place at the southern border, has been really immensely difficult for me. So it wasn't conceived in response to the most recent series of events, but it was very much created with them in the background. Something that I've witnessed again and again is a profound lack of empathy on the part of our country in the broadest possible sense. And what we're missing isn't an awareness of the facts. We're not missing an awareness of what's going on. What's not happening is the critical empathy that should take place in response to a series of agreed upon observations of what we're seeing at the border. And I believe deeply that that's where the artist can do something very different from what political commentators or even those working in the nonprofit and aid sector can do, which is try to help provide a different perspective on what we're already all acknowledging in terms of facts. And when Erica and I were working to design this piece, something we talked about a lot was how important it was to create a bridge of empathy between an experience which we all have had, which is the experience of leaving home, and understand that this journey of immigration, of seeking refuge across the border, is in fact a profound iteration of something which is very universal, which is leaving home. And that's why we try to avoid making it a piece about one specific origin to one specific destination. And we went so far as to make it a north-south journey to really make sure that it's not just a Mexico to San Antonio piece or a Guatemala to San Antonio piece. It's a piece about leaving home and trying to reconstruct something that was lost, which is something that everyone does on some level or another. And if you can't see the shared humanity in people that are doing a profound version of this, we need to try a different way to explain it. And that's where an evening like Theater of Music comes in. We have to keep saying this a different way and finding different ways to say this until it starts to sink in, because we're all looking at the same footage. And if that's not making your heart break, we need to try and say it a different way. And that's what we're doing.
And what I wanted to do is put a human face and real human emotions into the subject, and not politics, not choices, not unawareness and ignorance, but really try to appeal to people on the level that they could hopefully understand. And that empathy that Scott is mentioning is exactly, I think, what this piece is trying to achieve. Just emotionally stimulating the attendees watching the action also into trying to imagine themselves going through the same thing, or trying to remind them, you know, when they left home after college and moved to the East Coast, or I mean, you know, anything small that you can think of that you have lived in your life and experienced that loss, whether coming from the South or coming from Europe or from Asia or from Middle East for that matter. People are looking for a new beginning, and they are not doing it without reservation and without loss. I think the sorrow people bring with them adds to the society just as much as the joy. I think it's very important as artists that we address things sometimes very directly, but also sometimes just really broadly in this way that could apply to any individual that has gone through a process. And I bet you 90% of the world has experienced this one way or another.
Ertan Torgul is Artistic and Managing Director and Violinist with the Soli Chamber Ensemble. The group marks its 25th year with a commission. Composer Scott Ordway and scenic designer Erica Elliott created The Clearing and the Forest for Soli, and it receives its world premiere Sunday, June 2nd at the McNay Museum in San Antonio. More details are online at tpr.org. We'll close with some reflective music from Act 3 of The Clearing and the Forest, recorded at an early rehearsal at Trinity University's Ruth Taylor Recital Hall. Thanks for joining us this week on Fronteras. You can find the show under the Programs tab on our website, tpr.org, and wherever you get your podcasts. Fronteras is produced by Norma Martinez and Lauren Terrazas. Our executive producer is Dan Katz. Our digital content producer is Bree Kirkham. And our editor is Fernando Ortiz Jr. Charanga Cakewalk composed our theme music. I'm Norma Martinez with Texas Public Radio in San Antonio.